Welcome to What's the 211 podcast, where we provide you with information about resources and programs in your community. 211 Maryland is a health and human service line for anyone seeking help for themselves or someone else. You can dial 211 if you need help with food, rent, or other services. Text your zip code to 898-211 or visit our website at www.211md.org. If you or someone is in a mental health crisis or needs help with substance abuse, dial 211 and press 1 to immediately be connected with someone.
Hello, and welcome to What's the 211, where we provide you information about resources and services in your community that you can use for yourself, for a loved one, or a family member. Today, we have a special guest, Margaret Henn Esquire, Director of Program Management, Maryland Volunteer Lawyer Services. Margaret, welcome.
Thanks so much for having me.
How are you?
I'm doing well this morning. It's a sunny Monday.
Yes, great. And thanks again for joining the podcast. And so very interested in the work and the services that you do. Can you tell us a little bit about Maryland Volunteer Lawyer Services?
Sure. So Maryland Volunteer Lawyer Services is a nonprofit organization that has been around for over 40 years now. Actually, this is our 40th anniversary. And we provide free legal services to Maryland residents who cannot afford an attorney. And we provide services in a lot of different civil areas. So, you know, basically the main thing we do not do is criminal, but within the areas we do are family law, housing, consumer, criminal record relief, estate planning and administration, and income tax controversies.
Oh, great. Tell me a little bit about, you know, your role with the organization. How did you get started? And what is actually your role with the organization?
Sure. Yeah, I'm the director of program management. So I oversee our pro bono program. And actually, that's an important piece of who MVLS is. So a lot of what we do through pro bono volunteers across the state of Maryland. So attorneys who have their own private practice, and they are willing to volunteer and take on some pro bono clients in addition to their normal work. And that's really how we're able to serve clients across the state as well. So if you're someone who's listening in Washington County, let's say, and you need an attorney, we can find you a volunteer attorney in that area. So I oversee those placements between the clients and the pro bono volunteer attorneys.
So great. We know pro bono means free. And I know you
free,
which is always good. Yeah. And you mentioned some of the specific programs that are offered, and you said non-criminal. And so does that mean sort of like bankruptcy, expungement services that folks are able to get?
Yeah, that's right. We do quite a bit of bankruptcy and expungement. Also, some of the kind of bigger areas that we serve, we do a lot of child custody cases. We also do a lot of divorce cases. And we do a pretty large number of foreclosures and consumer cases where someone's being sued by a debt collector as well.
Okay. And we know that can be a big problem, especially with the pandemic. And so, you know, mm-hmm. for folks who are struggling with debt, some of your services are able to help support them through that, I guess, that process of understanding what that is and some of their options.
Yeah, unfortunately, you know, I think we will see even more of these cases as we start to, you know, get out of the pandemic, so to speak. We are expecting that there will be more and more debt collection cases because people are still struggling with unemployment, underemployment, being unemployed for a period of months during 2020 and, you know, struggling with paying their bills. So we help a lot of clients who are being sued by their credit card companies, have medical debts, and all of those things are things that we unfortunately think will, those lawsuits will only continue to increase this year.
I'm sure. And so who are the folks that you actually serve? I know you mentioned that it's statewide, but who are, you know, the folks that you serve, who's eligible for your services? Is it income-based? How are folks eligible for what you provide?
Yeah, that's a good question. So our services are income-based since we do provide free services and we're funded by a number of grants that require that we serve people of a certain income range. So We have our income guidelines on our website, which is mvlslaw.org. So we want to make it as easy as possible for anyone to go online and see, do I qualify or do I not? But for a family of two, we would serve families that are making approximately $40,000 a year or less. And for a family of four, that would be approximately $60,000 a year is the income threshold that we have. But you can go on and look at your household size and whether you qualify, again, on our website.
Great. And so with particular folks that you serve, and I know you mentioned the website, how do folks normally connect with you? How do they find out about, you know, the great work that you do?
Yeah. So there are two ways to connect with us if you are looking for an attorney. One of them is to go on our website, which again is mvlslaw.org, and you can actually apply online. The other way is to call our intake hotline, and you can call 410-547-6537. And that hotline is open Monday through Thursday, 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. One of our paralegals will answer the phone and get some information from you and get you started in the process of getting an attorney. So either applying online or by calling our intake line is how people generally get connected with us.
Okay. And I know, you know, sometimes finding legal services or folks, you know, seeking these services, sometimes difficult, you know, for folks to just reach out for just fear of particularly the unknown. And so what happens actually, you know, if someone contacts your office, like what sort of, you know, when someone answers, what is that experience like when they call?
Yeah, I think that is one of the biggest barriers to people reaching out for legal services. You know, just the idea of what is going to be expected. And a lot of the clients we work with either have never worked with an attorney before, or if they have encountered the legal system, it, you know, has potentially been in a negative light in the past. And so a lot of people are apprehensive to reach out for help. And I think also people think, you know, can they really help me? For instance, if it's a debt collection case, well, you know, I did get behind on that bill. So is there anything that they can really do? And oftentimes there is. So I would encourage people to reach out for help if they are in that situation. But generally what it looks like is, again, they would call our intake line. Our paralegal would ask them some questions about themselves and their household, which again is information that we need to make sure that folks qualify for our services, but also about their legal case. And then the paralegal would determine anything else that we need to be able to move forward with their legal case. So I'll give an example. When we have income tax controversy, we often need to collect the person's tax returns if they have filed for the past couple of years. So for certain case types, there are some documents that they will ask you to send in. And then the paralegal will let you know that your case has been accepted and is ready to try to place with a volunteer attorney. And they will start reaching out to different attorneys in our network to see who is available to take the case. And then you will get a letter letting you know who your attorney is, all of their contact information. They'll also get an email or a letter letting them know who you are and your contact information. And at that point, you would set up an appointment with that particular attorney to sit down and get a little bit more in depth on your legal issue and figure out what the plan is for your case.
Okay. And so when someone calls, and if I call, like who are the folks that are helping? You know, are these experienced sort of volunteers? Are these folks with legal experience? Like who are the folks that are on the other end that's going to support me, you know, through any of the cases or support cases that I might have need support?
So the first person that you will talk to when you call is a paralegal. So they do have experience working on all of these case types that we handle that I mentioned. But once you get assigned to an attorney, that person is someone who we have vetted to see that they have experience in whatever area your case is in. So for instance, if you have a custody case, we would match you with an attorney who does have family law and custody experience. And that's who you would be really working with for the life of your case until your matter gets resolved.
Okay, so these are our actual attorneys, experienced attorneys who are familiar with the legal process.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes, we do vet all of our attorneys for their experience level. And we also provide them training and mentoring. And yes, they are all experienced attorneys that you'd be working with.
Great. And so, you know, I know that, you know, we have all been affected by COVID and how that has affected, you know, communities and organizations and the work that we do. How have you seen, know, COVID sort of affect the legal system and the legal work that your office does?
Yeah, so actually at the beginning of COVID, we saw a decline in the calls that we were getting. And that was for a couple of reasons. One was because the courts were closed for a pretty long period of time. And the other was, you know, people who were reaching out to us were reaching out for really basic needs. And I think, you know, I'm sure that they were reaching out to 211 as well, but finding food was the number one question we were getting at that time. And as time has gone on and the courts are now pretty much reopened, a lot of the cases that were kind of on hold are starting to move forward again. So we are seeing a very large increase in our debt collection cases. The whole time we've been having people reach out to us for help with child custody situations, because that's been very challenging during the pandemic, disputes between two parents about what's safe and what's not safe with regards to schooling and their children, you know, being exposed to different people and things like that. So that's been an ongoing request that we've been getting. But now we're starting to see more of the debt collection cases, calls about evictions, and we anticipate that we will be seeing a lot of calls about foreclosure. That hasn't quite picked up yet, but that is something that we're anticipating on the horizon.
Okay. I mean, have you seen a lot of confusion amongst the customers that you support around, you know, it's COVID going on, I don't know if I can get evicted, or I don't know if someone who's seeking, you know, to get debt that I owe because COVID, I can't afford to pay. Has there just been a lot of, you know, misunderstanding around that folks, you know, have been reaching out for?
Yeah, I think there has. And one of the things that we've been trying to do in addition to just helping individual clients one-on-one is push out information to the public about, you know, what cases can move forward right now? What cases has the court said are on hold right now? You know, can you be evicted right now? Can you be foreclosed right now? We've been continually trying to get that information out because I think that it is hard to get accurate information. You can Google and get, you know, any number of answers online, some of them that might be correct and some that might not. So there's a lot of confusion, certainly, and a lot of frustration for depending on what your case type is. Like, let's say you're trying to file a bankruptcy and things have just been really slow and you're having trouble getting a court date, or you're trying to get divorced and you're having trouble getting a court date. So there's also frustration on the client's side sometimes that the process isn't moving fast enough, depending on the type of case that we're looking at.
So really, folks who have questions are really just uncertain about, you know, any legal situation, is it best probably really just to give you a call, even if they may not be at the point of eviction or have received a letter, but they just generally don't understand, you know, legal questions that they have. They should just call to get that information.
Yeah, I mean, I think it is always better to reach out earlier. You know, if you reach out before you're immediately facing an eviction, sometimes there are more options that are going to be available to you legally. Sometimes, you know, if you don't reach out until you get that notice, it can be a challenge. So I would definitely encourage people to reach out now if they have questions.
And I know the Maryland Volunteer Lawyer Services has a long history in the community. And one of the things I saw on the website is that, you know, your organization's talking about, you know, the challenge of improving access to legal services. And I saw a great stat. There's one lawyer for every 160 people in Maryland. However, there's one legal services lawyer for every 3,600 low-income Marylanders. So like, what does that mean? Does it mean, you know, folks who are low-income just really don't have access?
Yeah, actually, you know, about 80% of people who are experiencing a legal issue and can't afford an attorney end up going into court without an attorney. And that's, you know, why we're here doing what we're doing. The more attorneys that we can get involved, the more people we can get volunteering, the more, you know, we can get people access to representation. And there was a study recently, there was a couple of studies recently done on, you know, what it means to have a lawyer. One of them found that if you are in a debt collection lawsuit, you are 4 times more likely to win if you were represented than unrepresented. Wow. And that doesn't matter the facts of your case. It was all, you know, based on, did you have a lawyer or did you not have a lawyer? And there was a similar study done on evictions, which said that you were 6 times more likely to be able to stay in your apartment if you were represented. So we know that the outcomes are much better for people who have a lawyer. And that's why it's really important that you know, we as MVLS, but also we as a society take a hard look at, you know, what is fair and what is equitable in terms of some people going to court unrepresented when the other side is represented by a lawyer.
Wow, that's great information. And so I'm sure I asked this earlier, but if folks calling, so if someone, English may not be their first language, are they also encouraged, is there support or language line support to help those individuals through the process?
Yes. So we do have language lines. So anyone who calls where, you know, English is their not their first language, we do also have some Spanish speaking staff. But if you speak a language other than English or Spanish, we would be using language line to speak to you. And the same thing with our volunteer attorneys, they have access to our language line service to be able to meet with you and talk to you as well.
Great. And so it sounds like really there, you know, there's two components and parts of the service that MVLS provides. One is great support to the folks who are in need for legal services. But then you also mentioned the pro bono aspect. And it sounds like, you know, volunteer lawyers services are really important to the work that you do and really engaging lawyers who are in practice to really partner with you.
Yeah, definitely. You know, we couldn't do it without our volunteers. So they are really the backbone of what we're able to accomplish and get done.
What are some of those, I guess, common myths that folks have about legal services? I know, you know, I'm sure you've heard them all, but, you know, are there any particular myths that folks will think of, you know, getting legal help or accessing legal help or just assuming what you know, that assistance might mean?
Yeah, I mean, I think one of them is when people think about getting an attorney, a lot of people are not even aware that there are free programs that exist. And, you know, we are one of the free programs in the state of Maryland. There are other programs as well. So we're not the only one, but a lot of people just don't know that free legal services are a thing. So I think when people think about getting an attorney, you know, they hear, and this is true, that the attorney could cost you, you know, $200, $300, $500 an hour. And they're like, well, I'm not even going to go down that road because I obviously don't have that. And it's not even a possibility. And so I think one of the myths is that there are no free services and lawyers are incredibly expensive. And if you are someone who doesn't have $300 an hour, you know, don't even bother looking for an attorney. And so I think, you know, MVLS, but also all of the legal services providers need to continue letting people know, you know, who we are, what we do, that we are here. The other myth, I think, and this comes up in a number of contexts, not just legal services, I think sometimes people think, you know, if I'm getting a service that's free, that it's not as good as a service I pay for. Yeah. And well, where we do caution our clients with some kind of scams that you see out there, that some things are too good to be true. You know, like we discussed earlier in this interview, the attorneys that we work with are experienced attorneys. We have vetted them for their experience level in your case. You will get very good service working with them. And I think that that myth is not true in this context. We really have some really great and some dedicated attorneys. And sometimes depending on what your legal issue is, I'll give an example. One of the issues we help people with is tax sale foreclosure when they can't pay their property taxes. And in that area, there's not a lot of attorneys in private practice in the private market that do that. So most of the attorneys that are experts on it are actually attorneys that are in legal services and work at nonprofits and are free. And so in that case, you're actually probably going to get, you know, better representation going with someone who handles these cases day in and day out. So I would try to dispel that myth as well.
That's great. We know it's tax season now. And so I think, you know, this is definitely a timely resource for folks. We, you know, especially with the pandemic, we know how mental health has really played a role and affected a lot of us, just, you know, being isolated and dealing with the pandemic and just, you know, a lot of the other burdens. Like, how does that play a role in the work that you all do and just, you know, offering legal services and those folks who are seeking legal services that are dealing with multiple issues, whether it's bankruptcy and, as you mentioned, you know, multiple concerns, needing food and other services? How does mental health play a role in that?
Yeah, I think it's been really tough for people. I think, you know, any kind of a legal case you're involved in is going to be incredibly stressful. If it's debt collection, you have debt collectors calling you and harassing you day and night. If it's, you know, custody, you're looking at potentially losing access to your children. So these are incredibly stressful legal matters, you know, that we're working with people on to begin with. And then when you add on top of that, all the stress of the pandemic, the isolation, you know, I have a lot of clients who are older adults who are living by themselves. And I know that they are feeling very isolated right now from conversations that we've had. And so it really compounds whatever legal issue you're already dealing with. And it is a challenging time. We do try to connect our clients to resources for mental health as well. We connect them with the Pro Bono Counseling Project and some other resources that may be able to help them kind of through that challenge, because we know that legal issues are never an easy thing for people to deal with.
No, definitely not. That's great for that resource. So who else does your organization collaborate with? You know, I'm sure that, you know, there are a lot of partners that you have, but who are some of those organizations that you partner with, and how do they support your organization?
Yeah, we have a lot of partners. A couple of years ago, we really started an emphasis on, you know, being more focused on working with community partners. At one point in time, we were kind of the best kept secret. If you could find us, you would get really good representation, but a lot of people didn't know we were there and couldn't find us. So our emphasis over the last 4 or 5 years has been to really get out into the community. We have 2 outreach staff who their whole job is, you know, going to community events, connecting with people, talking with people. So we have a lot of partners throughout the state, and we really work closely with those partners to both help us identify what legal issues people are seeing, but also for us to, you know, be present with them at the work that they're doing, at the events that they're doing, to kind of work collaboratively and help people with legal issues and also whatever other issues, you know, those organizations are working on.
Okay. And so we know that, you know, Maryland Volunteer Lawyer Services is a 501(c)(3) organizations. And so for folks, you know, across the state who are interested in volunteering or supporting your mission, what are some ways that they can help?
Yeah. So a lot of our volunteers, as I mentioned, are attorneys. We also have volunteers who are CPAs and enrolled agents for our tax cases. So if you're a person who fits into any of those categories, I would definitely welcome you to visit our website and click the volunteer tab, and you can fill out a short form letting us know that you're interested in volunteering. We also have sometimes non-lawyers, non-CPAs, who intern with us. So if you are a young person who is interested in volunteering in that way, well, you don't have to be a young person. I don't know why I say that. If you're a person who's interested in volunteering with us as an intern, we do have summer and school semester internships as well. And as far as supporting us, you can also visit our website, mvlslaw.org, and click the donate button. And we really do appreciate the support of all of our supporters throughout the state.
Yeah, I'm sure those folks who are young at heart. And it sounds like, you know, a great opportunity for, you know, folks who are currently in law school, who are looking for that extra, you know, sort of volunteer
yes.
time, especially to gain that real world experience.
Yeah, we always have a number of law school interns, and we love having them. It kind of brings some energy and vibrancy to our work. And I think, you know, exposes them to a lot of different legal areas as well.
That's great. And so are there any other social media handles or other ways, you know, listeners can connect with the organization?
Yeah, we do. We are on Facebook and LinkedIn, and we also are on Instagram and Twitter, and our social media handle is at MVLS Pro Bono. And then I also wanted to mention that we have a YouTube page, and we do a lot of trainings on different legal issues, and most of them are just public on our YouTube page. So if people are interested in learning more about different areas of the law, you can visit that page and watch videos on a number of different legal issues.
Okay. And so the YouTube videos just sort of gives that sort of best practices. Are there any other like newsletters or things folks can sign up for through the website?
Yeah, we have a community partners newsletter, and we would definitely welcome people to join that newsletter. And that will put out information about one of the questions that you asked, Quentin, was about, you know, how do you know, like, can my eviction case go forward or something like that? We put out information about that sort of thing, timelines, what's moving forward right now, what's not. If we have a clinic or a special event coming up on a certain legal issue, if one of our partners has an event coming up, we put that out all monthly in our community partners newsletter, and we would definitely be happy to add anyone to that who's interested.
Okay, great. And it also sounds like, you know, other nonprofits or faith-based, other organized businesses should also connect and be aware of this resource, whether it's for their employees or, you know, the folks within their organizations to connect their clients too. You know,
yeah, definitely. And in addition to just getting the newsletter, I mean, we're always happy to, I was going to say, come out to your organization. Right now, that would probably be a virtual for most places, but virtually come out to your organization and talk to staff, talk to, you know, different community members about what we do and answer any questions.
And I know our time is coming down, but one thing that I did just want to reiterate again, I know we are in tax time. And so for those folks who are, you know, have questions, I know there's, you know, maybe a lot of questions around the stimulus or, you know, other payments, tax payments that they may be getting or doing, you know, but they definitely should reach out to you because they are folks there to help.
Yes, we get a lot of questions. Every time a new stimulus payment comes out, there are different groups of people who are having challenges getting it. So we do get a lot of questions about that. And we have a specific staff member who answers those questions. So definitely reach out.
Great. So this is a lot of great information. And could you give us the website one more time?
Sure. It's www.mvlslaw.org.
So Margaret, thanks again. I appreciate you coming on and providing this information and definitely look forward to partnering with you and working with you to help support those in the community.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening and subscribing to What's the 211 Podcast. We are here for you 24/7, 365 days a year, simply by calling 211. Also connect with us on Facebook and Twitter at 211 Maryland or at dragondigitalradio.podbean.com.
Connect with us. We are Dragon Digital Radio.